I remember one thing. Now this reminds me, you know, the last days of Baba. This Thai business brings me to the conversation that one of the specialists who had come from Pune with Dr. Grant, that there was a fall in the hemoglobins, you see, red corpuscles. So there was some transfusion also given. So what has happened is that he said, he remarked when he heard this, that sometime in the, he remembers to have read in the ancient literature that the rishis and munis used to do penance, you see, and you would hit their bodies, and the then doctors, you see, had said that that had some effect on the red blood corpuscles, you see, that destroyed them. So he correlated that, you see, I remember now. And we smiled, and Baba also had a good smile for it, you see. He says it has nothing to do with that, you see. What has he to do with doing any penance or anything? He has nothing to do penance for, nothing to do. You won't be able to know what I am doing, Baba told him. And then, but in spite of it all, we had to take care, you see. We had to take care of his body. Just a few days prior to that, prior to his dropping the body, we could feel now that we are approaching the end of this ministry, so to say, this advent. I could feel, but these people, the others who were there, they didn't feel that way. But I could feel, I could sense it. In the morning he said that today was my crucifixion. He would invariably say this every now and then, that what a crucifixion, that Christ had his crucifixion, Jesus had his crucifixion on one particular day, but I am being crucified, you see, every moment, he would say that, in this advent. On the day that he dropped the body in the morning, he says, today is the day of my crucifixion. He said that. And then he, of course, felt his... there was time for giving him sponge and all that. I used to do that, his body and all that. So he told me that we should see whether his face is properly shaved or not. It's clean shaved. How do you like it? He had shaved it himself with the shaver. I said, well, you have done a very good job, Baba, today. It's all clean. And then, till the last, we were in very good humor, you see. You'd crack jokes at the mandali and we would say something. I remember that the women would give him something to drink or eat, soup or something, fruit juice or apple pulp or anything like that. Then he would take some and then distribute to the mandali there. So, we knowing fully well that he needed some sort of nourishment, I started this little thing that... So what I would do, I would keep a paan in my pocket, you see. And it is customary that one has a paan in the mouth and he wouldn't want to eat anything. So whenever I knew that now the cup is offered now fruit juice, I'm sure that how you have it, half a cup of it. So from where do we repeat now? On the last day, say a week prior to his dropping the body, Baba would be given some nourishing diet, you see, like some pulp of a fruit, you see, like apples or something like that, or the soup of lentils that he liked. What he would do is take some of it and then start distributing it to the mandali, you see. But then the doctor wanted him to consume the whole thing, because the quantity that was given was very little. And even that he wouldn't take it. So I started playing a trick with him, you see. What he would do is take half of it when doctor forced him to take, and then the other half he would pass it on to me to consume it. So after having taken all this, you see, for some days, I thought that now there should be a check put on this. So what I did was, I started carrying a paan with me, you know. A paan, it's customary here in India that when we have paan in our mouth, nobody can force us to eat anything, you see. Because paan is such a thing that it's taken at the last, after we have had our meals or food or anything. So on the last day, I remember, you see, Baba wanted me to have whatever was left over, because he would pass it on to me. So I knew that he was having a cup of fruit juice there, and knew very well that within a short time he'll now pass the cup on to me to finish it off. So without his watching me, I put paan in my mouth, and then when he started passing me the cup, he handed over the cup to me. I just expressed to him that he should finish it off because the doctor wants him to have good nourishment and all that. He says, "You know, you have it." He gestured that I should have it. I said, "But I showed my tongue." I said, "Baba, I have paan in my mouth." He says, "You have started playing tricks with me too."